Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Martin Ritzma joins us this morning, and Martin Ritzma, as you've likely heard from the unofficial municipal election results to be certified later today, Martin Ritzma, newly elected City of Stratford Mayor. Martin joins us in studios. Martin, congratulations.
Whew, okay.
Wow. That's, Martin, how are you feeling this morning? How are you feeling, my friend?
Oh, absolutely humbled. Words can't describe my emotions. It's just, it's been phenomenal, and I'm so grateful. Just, I can't describe the feeling. I've never had a feeling like this. And so I guess grateful, humbled are two great adjectives.
All right. So, Martin, of course, council, we have a lot of new faces in council, some returning faces, many new faces in council.
You know, and before we get to them, just a couple big thank yous to our clerk's office and volunteers that ran an election so very well, gave people an opportunity that wanted to vote. And they did so a big shout out to the clerk's office for sure, mm-hmm. and all that. And then as well to those individuals that put their name out there and said, you know what, and you're, as I described last night, you're in a political fishbowl where people can see you and judge you. And so to all those individuals, thank you for putting yourself out there. This is democracy, and it's beautiful. You know, last night in our barn, there was a gentleman, and it made me think about democracy and how precious it is. A young man from Moscow. He had fled just recently, Russia, because he didn't want to go fight in the Ukraine. And, you know, I just think about that young man and not having an opportunity, a democratic right in his own country. And here in this wonderful country, province, and wonderful city, we have that right. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so we are certainly blessed. So I want to congratulate those individuals that put their name out mm-hmm. and the ones that were successful. I want to also reach out to Kathy Vasilakos and Robert Ritz. Amazing job on your campaigns. I had a brief go with Kathy with a text late last night. I haven't had a chance to speak with Robert, but so both amazing candidates and gave our residents some wonderful opportunities and choice, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what democracy is about. And as you said, a new council. Yes, we're going to be blessed with a new council. We have a nice mix and new. There's nothing wrong with new. Thrilled to have the opportunity to be chosen to be part of that team.
All right. And, of course, thoughts of moving forward in terms of top projects or moving forward for City of Stratford?
Without a doubt, the most that I've heard from door to door is homelessness and housing. And you know, they both go together because, housing is a big part of the homelessness challenge that we have in our community, as we have in all communities across this beautiful country. It's a national issue. It's a global issue. But what we need to truly get our heads around is a Made in Stratford solution. We need to, and we're in the midst of the project where we're working on with engineers, consultants, the city, and other partners to see what we can bring to the table to build a Made in Stratford approach to housing and build what we need, not what other people think we need, but with the information we have, and we have the data, build what we need.
Okay. Any other final thoughts this morning, Martin? Again, congratulations. I know it's going to take some time for all the same thing.
I just, other thoughts that, and somebody asked me this last night, when the election's over, you're representing all voters, regardless of whether they voted for you or not. And certainly that's my mandate. And it's always been my mandate is to serve all and not pick and choose. We are all important parts of this big puzzle we call Stratford, and everybody, regardless of support or not support, I'm a listening ear. And I certainly am dedicated to serve.
All right. And a shout out for City of Stratford Mayor Dan Matheson, who wraps up his tenure.
Without a doubt. And I spoke to Dan last night, and he popped out to the barn. And certainly there'll be more opportunities for thank yous to him. And, you know, his right-arm person, Pat Shantz, is also moving on as well. So two big pieces at City Hall that are going to be difficult to replace. But absolutely, Dan and I shared this with him. That was one of the pluses of going door-to-door. People would say, perhaps our best mayor in the history of Stratford.
Okay, you go. And our newly elected City of Stratford mayor, Martin Ritzma. Again, Martin, congratulations. And of course, we'll have to keep in touch for sure.
Absolutely. And that's you know, my mantra is open communication. And I've always valued coming into the station and having an open conversation, regardless what it is. And what it's all about in the end, as I shared last night, it's about people, people, people. And that's what we'll continue to do.
All right. Martin Ritzma. Again, Martin, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. And all the best, of course, to you and your family from celebrating last night. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so very much.